Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health Monks. I'm Sonia. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell, and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years, and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Now, before we start out with today's topic, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD, and I'm very proud to feature the music of a local artist, actually from Duluth area, from the North Shore, and his name is David Anderson, and the CD is titled Love by the Lake. I hope you will enjoy this song, and I will be back shortly. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, some of my listeners have been curious about essential oils and have asked me to address this topic. And for those of you who are not familiar with essential oils, I would like to give you some basic information about what they are and how you can use them to experiment with aromatherapy on your own. And there are many, many books on the market that are completely dedicated to the study of essential oils. And for those of you who want to learn about aromatherapy in great detail, we have several books available on this subject at the Evergreen Cottage. So today, I will talk about the many benefits as well as the application of essential oils. And I even will give you some suggestions on how to use them for cleaning your home and eliminate all these dangerous compounds and the great health risks that conventional cleaning products pose. So what are essential oils? Now, pure essential oils are highly concentrated, distilled essences of plants that are used for medicinal and therapeutic purposes. And these oils are considered to be the very life force of flowers, plants, and trees, and are extremely powerful when used therapeutically. There are over 100 different essential oils available today, and essential oils contain medicinal compounds that enter the skin through a process known as transdermal absorption. So make sure to only use pure essential oils. Never use oils that are solvent extracted, synthetic, or refined. Now, on average, most essential oil species contain about 1 to 2% of their fresh weight in essential oils. In some species of eucalyptus, up to 10% of the fresh weight of their leaves consists of essential oils. Now, for example, in rose and jasmine, the essential oil is nearly all found in the petals, so the yields are very, very low. And for example, it takes 60,000 whole rose flowers to yield about 1 fluid ounce of oil. So it is no surprise why rose and jasmine are quite expensive compared to eucalyptus. There are many factors that affect the chemical composition and therefore the therapeutic value of an essential oil. And the chemical composition can vary greatly depending on climate, soil condition, air quality, harvest methods, storage, and so on. Essential oils, of course, are very costly to produce, so they are often adulterated to increase the profit margins. So make sure that the essential oil you buy has on the label 100% pure essential oils. Natural essential oils contain between 100 to 400 chemical compounds. Even the best synthetic oils used in perfumes seldom have more than 30 chemical compounds. So there is a great difference in the quality of natural essential oils versus synthetics. Now, at the spa, we use strictly therapeutic-grade essential oils, which are, of course, very expensive compared to their synthetic counterparts. Now, when oils are exposed to light, heat, and oxygen, their chemical compositions are altered, and this process is called oxidation, and their therapeutic properties may change. So to slow the rate of oxidation, oils should be kept in dark bottles with as little air at the top of the bottle as possible, and they should be stored in a cool place or refrigerator, and most oils last for a year or more. And now it's time for another short break with some music from the day's feature CD by David Anderson. And the CD is titled Love by the Lake. And when I come back, we will continue with today's topic and I will talk about safety considerations with essential oils. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about essential oils, where they come from, and how they are produced. And now I would like to point out some safety considerations. First of all essential oils should be kept out of the reach of children and should not be used internally. Some oils actually contain chemical components that may cause liver or kidney irritation when used for prolonged periods of time, and even when they are applied topically. So the general rule of thumb is that an essential oil should not be used continuously for longer than 2 weeks to prevent sensitization of the liver, kidneys, or skin. Now, pregnant women should be really careful and should actually avoid the use of essential oils because they may disrupt the delicate hormonal balance of the body and cause unwanted effects. Plus, the essential oil compounds are believed to be able to pass through the placenta to the fetus. Now, some essential oils are also phototoxic, and what that means is that they increase sensitivity to the sun. So a person should avoid tanning for 24 hours after the use of these oils because they contain compounds that increase the skin's tendency to burn. Now, essential oils that are phototoxic include bergamot, lime, bitter orange, lemon, grapefruit, sweet orange, mandarin, ginger, and angelica root. So it is largely the citrus family. So after the application of citrus oils on the skin, avoid sunbathing and saunas and hot bath to prevent skin damage. Now, one thing that's really important to know is that essential oils should always be diluted in what's called a carrier oil to avoid skin irritations. Some of the common carrier oils are sweet almond oil, there's jojoba, grapeseed, and borage oil. There are a few exceptions when essential oils can get applied topically in full strength. For example, in spot applications, like German chamomile can be used at full strength for specific conditions such as carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, grapefruit, juniper berry, or thyme might be used as an application for cellulite. And tea tree oil can also be applied directly for toe fungus. Now, if any skin irritation should occur as a result of the essential oils, immediately apply lavender oil or a carrier oil to the area, and this will quickly soothe the skin. And if a person is sensitive, the number of drops of essential oils in the massage and bath oil should be reduced. And you can perform a very simple test that can determine if there's any sensitivity to a particular oil. And what you do is you rub a drop of carrier oil on the upper chest area, and then in 12 hours you check for redness or any other skin reactions. And if the skin is clear, you can place one drop of essential oil diluted in 14 or 15 drops of the same carrier oil, and again rub this mixture on the upper chest area. And if there is no skin reaction after 12 hours, both carrier and essential oil can be used. Also, be careful not to get essential oils or oil vapors into the eyes. And if this happens, if the oils have already irritated the eyes, immediately flush them with cool water. Also, it is not advised to use essential oils while on medication because the oils, they're very powerful and they might actually interfere with the medicine. And as I mentioned before, only pure essential oils and pure unrefined carrier oils should be used. So make sure you never purchase oils that are solvent extracted, synthetic, or refined. The refining process removes valuable nutrients and very often chemical preservatives are added to extend the shelf life of the product. Also, be very careful when you handle essential oils because essential oils spilled on furniture will actually remove the finish. Therefore, be very careful when handling the bottles. And also, always use a glass dropper when measuring drops of essential oils. Keep all bottles tightly closed to prevent the oils from evaporating and oxidizing. And again, always store them out of reach and out of sight of children. And now it's time for another short break with some music. And when I return, we will briefly discuss how essential oils can affect the body and mind. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is essential oils. And now let's talk about how essential oils affect the body. And let's also talk briefly about aromatherapy. Now, the art of aromatherapy has been used since ancient times, but now it is backed up by modern scientific research. Research has been done providing the benefits of using aroma to treat all kinds of problems, both psychological and physiological. Now, scientific studies tell us how olfactory messages through smells get reinforced as they are sent to the brain. So when we perceive a certain smell, a response is triggered in the psyche on an unconscious level, and this in turn creates a physiological response. So smells are perceived and responded to simultaneously on the mental, physical, and spiritual planes. And almost all of us have the dramatic experience of smelling something that suddenly brings back a time, place, or event in our lives that we might not have remembered at all if not for this unconscious association. And the very instincts we have as young children, basically being attracted to and playing with smells, are not just basic human tendencies, but are also manifestations of inner intuitive powers that have the ability to heal our bodies and minds all the rest of our lives. To demonstrate some examples of how intuitive our bodies are regarding smells, one example is that studies show that during the first 2 months of life, infants prefer the smell of their mother over that of other women. And also the reverse is true. In one study, the mothers were blindfolded and presented the choice of three babies, and the mothers correctly selected their own baby. Another phenomenon regarding smells and scents is the fact that menstrual cycles of women who live together become synchronized over a period of several months. There is speculation that this is due to each woman being exposed to the other woman's perspiration smell and adapting to the other woman's cycle. Smells have very powerful effects, and aromatherapy has already been used for thousands of years in the form of burning incense. For example, the ancient Egyptians burned aromatic substances to please the gods, and in many ancient cultures, it was believed that certain aromas would get rid of evil spirits. In fact, back in Europe, where I am from originally, there is still a popular legend that said if you placed rosemary under your pillow while you slept, it would dispel nightmares. And incense have been used in all kinds of religions to bring about a calm state. There are many scents that have calming effects, including rose, jasmine, sandalwood is another good one, oriental spices, lavender, and others. And, for example, the Japanese have been experimenting with and documenting the effectiveness of mint and citrus essences for the purpose of inducing alertness. And this practice is also now being used in many other countries. In fact, when essential oils are placed in such a way that they permeate offices and workspaces, these scents have been proven to increase productivity. And similar examples can be found of the use of color therapy. Rooms in many hospitals and health spas are now painted soft, soothing shades of aqua, blue, and lavender. Yellow and yellow-orange, on the other hand, are used in workplaces to increase energy and alertness. On the other hand, children's schools and nurseries, they are often painted vibrant and beautiful colors, or the children would not want to stay or play in them. Children are very smart. They don't want to feel sad or depressed. Now, Dr. Bernard Jensen, he's a well-known proponent of natural healing, has said, color is a food. It feeds the body, soul, and mind. Now, before we continue with today's topic, let's take another short break with more music from today's feature CD by David Anderson. And the CD is titled Love by the Lake. And the next song is titled Mystery, and I will be back shortly with more information. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We were discussing the power of aroma and the effectiveness of aromatherapy and the use of essential oils. Now, all essences have a vital effect on a person's physiological and psychological state. In fact, that is why the fragrance industry has historically had such an impact on society, and the perfume industry has been so successful for hundreds and hundreds of years. As unbelievable as it may sound, there are 40 million chemically sensitive aroma receptors in the nose, and the power of scent goes straight from our noses to our brain and affects our entire physiology. Now, smells can evoke intense emotional reactions and can even be used to change behaviors. There is credible evidence that certain fragrances can improve a person's mood and sense of well-being. And this is not surprising because the olfactory receptors, they are directly connected to the limbic system, which is the oldest and most emotional part of the human brain. Smells have very powerful effects. One way that smells can be used for healing is through a learned odor response. And in a learned odor response, a smell is used to form memory links to a person, place, or thing. And whole memories, complete with all the associated emotions, can be prompted by smell. As far as physiological effects, now based on the chemical composition of essential oils, each essential oil has a set of potential therapeutic properties that interact with the body's chemistry and thereby affect specific organs and systems. Now, most people are familiar with the use of essential oils such as eucalyptus and peppermint oil in saunas and steam rooms to support the respiratory system. Now, topically, they can be used for muscle soreness or as a chest rub, etc. There's a long list of therapeutic use for all of the different essential oils. However, if you use essential oils in the sauna or steam room, always dilute them first with water. Otherwise, the essential oils are very combustible. There are essential oils that have sedative and calming effects. And these oils help the body to let go of mental, emotional, and physical tension. For example, in one study, when a sedative essential oil of lavender, rose, and valerian were dispersed in the air, rats took longer to perform tasks. And this basically shows that these oils have the ability to sedate the central nervous system. Oils such as lavender, chamomile, and marjoram stimulate a part of the brain that releases serotonin. Another interesting development related to our sense of smell involves a special type of chemical called pheromone, and that is secreted through the skin cells of all animals, including humans. And in recent years, there has been an increasing amount of scientific investigation as to what these pheromones are all about. It has been confirmed that pheromones are involved in a kind of unconscious communication on a level that goes beyond all five senses. And many scientists are now calling it a sixth sense. So here's some information on aromatherapy. Holistic aromatherapy is concerned with both the symptoms of a condition and its underlying causes. It aims to address the body, mind, and spirit for mental, emotional, and physical wellness. Now, essential oils can enter the body by absorption through the skin or through inhalation and ingestion, but be careful, only medical doctors can prescribe the internal use of essential oils, which is actually being practiced in Europe extensively. And essential oils are always eliminated through the kidneys, through perspiration, and through exhalation. Now, compounds in essential oils that are absorbed through the skin enter the capillary network of the bloodstream, and the absorption is affected by the thickness of the carrier product as well as the thickness of the adipose layer in the skin. And the most permeable areas of the body are the armpits, the forehead, the scalp, hands, feet, and inguinal areas. At the spa, we also use synergistic blends, and what that means, several essential oils were blended together to make them more effective. Aromatherapy at the spa is applied in various forms of treatments. We offer aromatherapy baths and steam showers, aromatherapy massage where a special blend of essential oils is customized to the client's specific needs or to address a physical condition. And we also use essential oils in our facial treatments as well as body wraps. For more information about our services, I invite you to visit my website at ealywellness.com or ealyevergreencottage.com. Now, before we continue, let's take another short break with some music. And when I come back, I will give you some suggestions on how to use essential oils. And I will give you ideas on how to incorporate certain ones for specific conditions. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, our topic today is essential oils, and we talked in great detail about the effectiveness of scents and the benefits of aromatherapy. Aside from external benefits to the body, essential oils offer aromatherapy benefits to help energize or calm the mind. And these oils help signal the brain and body to relax. And some scientists believe essential oils can remain in the body for 3 to 4 hours, although healing responses can possibly last for days or even weeks. Another benefit of essential oils is that almost all of them are antimicrobial, which means they fight germs to some degree. And because the molecules are small enough to penetrate the skin, they can reach deep enough to help fight puffiness and inflammation and sun damage. And in one trial, a few drops each of rosemary, cedarwood, thyme, and lavender mixed with the carrier oil was found to help regrow hair, and the study found that the autoimmune activity causing hair loss was actually blocked by essential oils. Now, white birch, German and Roman chamomile, frankincense, wintergreen, clove, lavender, and mint oils are all effective pain relievers. And these oils are often used in pain rubs and in sports treatments to decrease general muscular soreness. And also, I want to tell you a little secret. Next time you have a toothache, take the essential oil of clove and put a few drops of it on the end of a Q-tip and apply it to the tooth and around the area on your gums. And you will be surprised at how quickly it will eliminate or at least diminish the pain. And if you do not happen to have clove oil on hand, you can also go to your spice cabinet and add a few drops of water to about 1/8 teaspoon of ground cloves and make a thick paste. And then you pack this paste on the sore gum for 5 to 10 minutes and then spit it out. And repeat as needed. Just be careful not to rub your eyes after applying the paste. This is a great remedy. However, do not use this remedy on babies and toddlers unless it is very diluted. Now, as far as mint oils, now mint oils contain menthol, which has been used traditionally for headache pain. And it should be noted that peppermint oil should not be applied undiluted to the temples to decrease headaches. If you use it in this manner, it may cause a burning sensation or skin irritations. However, it is a very effective remedy for headaches when massaged, diluted in lotion or oil into the posterior neck and shoulders. Another great headache cure is one that is actually backed by several clinical trials, is to use peppermint oil in a simple cold compress. And what you do is you fill a small bowl with ice water and you add about 5 to 7 drops of peppermint oil. And then you dip a washcloth into the bowl, wring it out, and apply the compress to your forehead for 10 to 15 minutes. And this is an amazing remedy. And you can also add several drops to a washcloth and throw the washcloth into the shower and climb into the minty steam. As far as using essential oils for skincare, the skin can benefit from diluted essential oils as well. Now, lavender, for example, and ylang-ylang oils help purify and normalize skin oil. Neem oil also works very well. And because it is antimicrobial and antifungal, so it's great for acne. Now, chamomile soothes the skin, and geranium actually balances the skin's oil production. And when your skin is sunburned, look for products with essential oils like lavender, eucalyptus, or chamomile. Also, with summer being here, if the heat and humidity have you feeling sluggish, consider a blend of marjoram, cypress, and peppermint, which can improve circulation and also eliminate joint and tissue toxins. Citrus oils such as orange and lemon help energize. Peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender also help with heat exposure. Now here's another great tip. To relieve summertime tension and fatigue, just go to your herb garden if you're lucky to have one and pinch a little bit of rosemary or oregano or basil and pinch it between your fingers and take in the aroma, and it will actually help you with your fatigue. You can also, in the summertime, combine peppermint and rosemary oils with some water and pour it in a bottle for a cooling body spray. Now, as far as topical use, always keep in mind that most essential oils can be safely applied to the skin through a carrier oil, such as jojoba, almond, or grapeseed. And we also have borage oil for sale at the Evergreen Spa, which is very nourishing for the skin and is used for facial massage. 4 to 6 drops of essential oil to 2 tablespoons of carrier oil is an approximate proportion, but you can always adjust it to your liking or to your sensitivity level. Now, essential oils can be infused into a room. They can be inhaled, diluted, and massaged into the skin. They can be applied through hot and cold compresses, added to your bath, and of course, applied to the body in natural beauty products. And we have many beauty products available that contain essential oils. When you use essential oil products, you receive the oil's benefits not only by inhalation, but also through skin absorption. And now I believe it's time for another break. And when I return, I will give you some more ideas about incorporating essential oils into your daily lifestyle. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about essential oils, and essential oils have curative properties as well as preventative actions. They can actually regulate mood and emotions and boost energy levels, which is a definite plus when summer weather has you wilting. Now, summertime places extra demands on your energy level. After a long day at work in air conditioning, or at play in the hot summer sun, the soothing qualities of beauty products with ingredients found in nature, including essential oils, will enable you to relax, refocus, and refresh. So here are a few tips. When it is hot outside, the scent of peppermint is very refreshing, and it makes a cooling skin tonic. And all you do is you put a few drops of peppermint oil in a spray bottle with some distilled water, and you can spray it on your face. Make sure you close your eyes, and you can also spray it on your body for an instant chilling effect. And then you store the bottle in the refrigerator for future use. You can also mist your socks before you put them on in the morning for a cooling and stimulating effect. And if you wear sandals, you can actually dilute one drop of peppermint oil in 10 drops of carrier oil and apply this mixture to your feet, and you will have a fresh, cooling feeling all day. Now, in the summer, a lukewarm bath with essential oils of peppermint and juniper will help revive and refresh. And all you do is you just add about 8 to 10 drops of oil while the tap water is running, and you soak for at least 15 minutes and up to half an hour for the most therapeutic effect. A bath with peppermint oil or wintergreen oil and or birch oil will also alleviate itching from insect bites or sunburns. Now, a lot of you are probably familiar with tea tree, and tea tree oil can awaken the senses when you are feeling fatigued. Also, consider adding this oil in small amounts to natural foot, skin, and scalp products. And it is actually an herbal antiseptic that helps heal cuts and burns, also protects against infections, and soothes bug bites. Now, speaking of pesky bugs, which I'm sure we will see plenty of them very shortly, citronella oil and geranium oil or lavender oil used in a vaporizer or put into topically applied lotions, oils, or creams will naturally keep bugs away. One thing I would also like to mention to you is that there is a very simple but effective remedy for calming inflamed bug bites. So if you have any itchy mosquito bites, peel the banana and apply the banana peel fruit side down directly on the bite and hold it there until the itching or burning subsides. Bananas have a very high antioxidant compound and quickly bring relief to inflamed areas. Also, as far as summer road trips, now being in a hot, stuffy car stuck in traffic is absolutely no fun, as we know. Now, bring a small spray bottle filled with some water and add a few drops of peppermint and or eucalyptus oil and spray it a few times. It will help you stay alert and also reduce feelings of road rage and frustrations. In fact, as far as traveling goes, whenever I have to travel on airplanes, I always have a small bottle of eucalyptus essential oil in my purse. And eucalyptus oil is a powerful germ killer, and all you have to do is take a tissue and put a few drops of eucalyptus oil on it and bring it to your nose and take a few deep breaths, and just do this periodically throughout your trip. And this will actually kill all germs and viruses and keep your nasal passages free of pathogens. It's a very simple and great preventative and also boosts immunity. According to government experts, approximately 200 chemicals are added and applied to our bodies every day. And this is a shocking but not surprising statistic when you consider all the artificial fragrances, colors, and preservatives that are added to conventional beauty products. It only makes sense then to look for natural ingredients such as essential oils. Essential oils offer healing benefits for both the body and the mind. Plus, they will help you feel better, more energized, and rested and peaceful, especially about yourself. Their regular use is the most natural and effective way you can keep your skin looking its best. Now, these days, there are many commercial, earth-friendly, and environmentally friendly cleaning products available. And we have several great natural cleaning products available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. In fact, we just recently got in a new line. It's called BioClean, and it's absolutely wonderful, and it's actually very inexpensive. But with the minimum effort, you can easily make your own cleaning products from inexpensive and common household ingredients such as baking soda, distilled white vinegar, and lemons. Essential oils are an optional addition to homemade cleaning products, and many of them, like lavender and tea tree oil as well as lemon, have actually antifungal, antibiotic, antiseptic, and antibacterial properties. Tea tree, lemon, and eucalyptus work particularly well for cleaning. And all you do is you blend about 10 to 20 drops of any of these oils with water in a plant mister bottle, and you shake it well before you use it to distribute the oil. And you can also use it as an air freshener or to wipe down countertops. You can also make your own glass cleaner by adding 1/4 cup of vinegar to 1 quart of warm water in a spray bottle. And then you can add a few drops of essential oils for scent, and then you can spray the windows and rub them with a clean rag and dry them with newspapers. I will give you some more home cleaning recipes in the next few segments. As you can see, there are countless uses for essential oils. And like I mentioned, there is a wealth of information out there. I just really barely touched the surface of this subject. I hope you find the information I presented informative, and you will incorporate some of the ideas in your daily lifestyle. Now, especially during the summertime, it is important to keep some of these essential oils on hand. We have the most commonly used essential oils in stock for sale in our retail area, but I'm more than happy to special order anytime. We also have books, charts, and aromatherapy deck cards for sale if a person wants to learn more on this subject. So this wraps up today's show, and since we did not have time to feature Food of the Week, we will do it next time. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday for another segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I invite you to come visit our retail store and also witness the many changes and the addition of our Whole Foods pantry. We are now able to offer natural foods, organic and local produce, and it will be a lot easier for you to live a healthier lifestyle. If you would like to see a particular item in our Whole Foods pantry, just let us know and we'll be happy to accommodate your requests. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and I hope you will listen in again next week for another segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And remember, take care of your body, and your body will take care of you. Be well.